And so how does all of that family heritage trickle down into the next generation?
Well, my father actually, my grandfather believed in education on my father's side, and my father went to school and did very well in school. He started playing the violin at a very young age, maybe 6 or 7 years old, and violin was really his passion. But my grandfather wanted him to go to school, so my dad actually got, born in 1904, he got through the first or second year of college, which was pretty amazing in those days. But the family needed money, and my dad was working part-time playing his violin and went, left school and became a professional musician. In the meantime, my grandmother and grandfather had 4 more children, all survived, 3 more brothers and a sister, and they all stayed in the Northwest. None of them came out and followed my father here to Las Vegas when he moved here in the early 50s.
So what kind of professional violin played? Was it like with an orchestra?
He was a concert-trained violinist, but he made a living by playing, he played cruise ships, he played mostly in the Northwest, but he did cruises. He went to, I have pictures of him in Bora Bora and Hawaii and Tahiti and Cuba. He was able to travel quite well. He actually had a group, and he was the orchestra leader, so he had most pictures I see about 7 or 8 people in the group with him as the orchestra leader, and so he developed quite a reputation, and that's what he did. He was a musician until he was almost 40 years old when he met my mother. He was single and wanted to get married, but he waited till he was 40.
How did they meet?
They met. He was from Portland. My mother was from Portland. I think my mother was working in a department store in Portland, and she met him, and he was a musician, and her brother was a musician. My mother had a brother named Harry York, and he was a musician. He was a piano player, and he was out every night, and my mother said, I do not want to marry, to herself, I think, said, I'm not going to marry a musician and have him be gone all the time. She said, I would like to have a family, and so I think after a while, he went back to San Francisco. The families knew each other, and they didn't get serious until my dad decided he was not experiencing the kind of success as soon as his hair turned gray in the music business. They wanted younger people, and so he wasn't getting called. He was a union musician. He would, if he was waiting for a job, they would take younger people. And he decided to come back to Oregon and get into retail, and that's what he did. And that's when he joined with my mother and became a couple and
got
married, had kids. We lived in Portland. He lived in Portland with my mother, and I have a sister who was born in Portland. And then they moved to he was in the jewelry business in Portland, Oregon. It was very small and not enough money, so he needed to move. And he moved to about 90 miles north of Portland. There's a city called Longview, Washington. That's where I was born. And he went into the furniture business, small store, and stayed in that business for a couple of years. I was born, and we lived in Longview for about 2 more years, and moved back to Portland to go mainly because he had 2 children, and we were in a small city in the state of Washington with not a big enough Jewish community to have a temple. And he wanted his kids to have a Jewish education, so we moved back to Portland, and he went back into the jewelry business with his brother, also a very small store, and was not doing well enough to really just stay there. So at the time, there were the Sahara Hotel here in Las Vegas was being built. And that was being built by predominantly guys from Portland, businessmen and people who had some experience in gaming. And they said, George, if you're looking for a place to come and work, find a job or find a place to have a business, he said, Las Vegas is the place. So my dad came out, spent 6 months here, working at the Sahara Hotel when it opened as a musician. He was a violinist and found himself a location to put a retail store and built a furniture store. The building was there, but he put furniture in it and brought my mother and my sister and myself to Las Vegas with the intent of maybe only staying a few years, make enough money and go back to his family where he had his brothers and sisters and parents. His father wasn't living, but his mother was living, and go back to Portland where the family was, but that didn't happen. They were very happy here in Las Vegas, and